You are listening to the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast, the number one podcast for moms just like you, raising autistic children. How are moms like us who didn't plan for this unique parenting journey, embracing life just as it is right now, instead of staying stuck, wishing, hoping, and dreaming it was different? That is the question. And Not Your Average Autism Mom is the answer. My name is Shannon Urkiola, and I have been traveling this journey for over 2 decades. I have been where you are. All right, stay with me and let's get on to this week's episode. One more thing real quick. I wanted to make sure that you knew about our free webinar. I'm doing a webinar. It's called Journey to Resilience, Navigating Autism Parenting. And I'm sharing with you 3 hidden truths that you need to know and understand along this autism parenting journey. The link is in the show notes, but it's super easy. It's notyouraverageautismmom.com/webinar. I hope to see you there. Episode 176, Discovering Unique Paths, Navigating the Social Dance. Well, hey there, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast. I am your host, Shannon Urkiola, and as always, I'm excited to spend some time with you. And today, I'm talking about a topic that's close to the hearts of many of us, and that is the struggle our children on the spectrum face when it comes to fitting in socially. But what many don't realize is that there is a wide range of experiences socially for our kids. So get ready because we've got a lot to unpack in this episode. As parents, it's natural to want our children to feel comfortable in social situations, to fit in, and to enjoy spending time with their peers. However, what we often fail to recognize is that social interest varies extensively among autistic individuals. So many topics that I talk about on this podcast come from our members inside our private membership, and this one is no different. It's definitely something that we've been talking about pretty extensively lately, and I thought that some of you might be struggling to navigate it too, so I decided to talk about it a little bit here on the podcast. So I want to begin by acknowledging that within the spectrum, there's just a wide range of social interests. Some of our kids have a strong desire to fit in. And what we know is that the stronger the desire to fit in, the more intense the social anxiety becomes. So an example of this might be maybe your child desperately wants to connect with others, to be part of that social experience that seems to come so naturally to their peers. So what do? They mimic the behaviors. They imitate. They try so hard to blend in, but no matter how much they try, they just can't seem to grasp that elusive social concept at all. And listen, if this is your child, you are not alone. This scenario is all too common for so many of our families. The problem is that by the time these children reach their teen years, the pressure to fit in can sometimes result in overwhelming social anxiety. Their desire to connect is strong, yet they continually stumble. They feel out of sync. This struggle is not uncommon. Imagine, let's just say your teen, let's call him Alex, who wants so badly to be part of the in crowd at school. He watches his peers effortlessly navigate social situation, but despite his best efforts to mimic those behaviors, he still feels awkward and like an outsider. Every interaction is filled with anxiety, the fear of saying the wrong thing or not understanding those unwritten rules of friendship that come so easily to his peers. And as a parent, trust me, I understand how heartbreaking it can be to see your child struggle with something that seems just to come so naturally to everyone else. You might find yourself constantly reassuring them, encouraging them, trying to boost their confidence. But the truth is, their social anxiety runs deep. It's fueled by that constant pressure to adapt. So what can you do to support Alex? Well, it's really important to validate their feelings and let them know that it's okay to be different. Encourage them to embrace who they are rather than trying to mold themselves into someone they're not. Help them find activities or hobbies where they can truly be themselves and connect with others who appreciate them for who they are. Maybe that's chess or art or music or Cub Scouts or horses. You have to think outside of the box sometimes. And now let's shift our focus to another type of individual on the spectrum as it relates to socializing. And I'll call them the independent explorer. These are our kids who have little desire for social connection in the traditional sense. And my friends, this is Jordan. These kids just don't have the same desire for social connection as their peers, preferring to, you know, immerse themselves in their own interest and finding happiness in their solidarity. Some of our children on the spectrum are truly happy being by themselves. They might not have, you know, they might have a strong desire for learning and knowing all the facts about their special interest. That's where they want to spend their time. Or maybe they seek out sensory experiences. Overall, just having less desire for that emotional connection. They find comfort in their individual pursuits, whether that's learning the details and facts of a current interest. They don't yearn for those social connections that many times as parents, we wish and we hope and we dream about for them. But for them, what happens is that they ultimately have less social anxiety. And their frustrations stem more from external pressures to conform rather than that deep internal desire to connect emotionally. So another example might be, let's just say, Emily. Emily loves spending time in the intricacies of her art or music, while other girls her age are focused on social clubs, attending parties. Emily is content to spend hours lost in her own creative world. She's not antisocial. She just values her solitude and finds fulfillment in her own interest. And as a parent, I would encourage you to respect Emily's autonomy and not push her into those social situations that make her uncomfortable. Instead, what if you focus in on her interest and providing opportunities for her to express herself creatively? And if you've been with me for any amount of time, you've likely heard me say many times before, but I say it because as parents, I believe we need to hear it enough times until you actually really believe it. And that is that our children do not have to experience life like we do to be happy. Most of the time, kids like Emily and my Jordan, they'll navigate social situations to meet their needs, but they just don't actively seek out ongoing social interactions. So do you see how vastly different those kids are in comparison to the kids who desperately want to have friends and fit in? And honestly, when we were talking about this inside the membership, I shared with them that I believe that if you are parenting the child who desperately wants to fit in, who wants to make and have friends, you have a much more difficult path than those of us whose children don't seek those emotional and social connections. But regardless of where your child falls on the spectrum of social interaction, one thing remains constant. the pressure to conform to neurotypical standards can be overwhelming for them. You know, autistic adults have coined that term masking to describe the act of suppressing their autistic tendencies and pretending to be neurotypical. It's just a coping mechanism for them, but one that often comes with a heavy cost. It's like putting on a facade to fit in, to navigate a world that doesn't always understand or accept them for who they are. They're suppressing their autistic tendencies and pretending to be, you know, neurotypical, mimicking their peers' non-autistic behaviors to appear, quote, normal or typical, which can lead to burnout and anxiety and a loss of their self-identity. But here's the thing. Masking is exhausting and demeaning, and it chips away at their self-worth and their identity. And over time, it can lead to burnout and a feeling of inadequacy. Let's just imagine Daniel, who feels like he's constantly wearing a mask to hide his true self from the world. He knows that his stimming behaviors or his special interests make others uncomfortable. So he suppresses them in an effort to fit in. Well, over time, this internalized pressure to conform leads to a sense of unworthiness and a feeling of being broken. Something's wrong with me. So as a parent, it's essential to create a safe and accepting environment where Daniel feels free to be himself without fear of judgment or rejection. Validate his feelings and let him know that it's okay to embrace his autism, quirks and all. Now, I've worked with numerous parents who, from an early age, notice their children's struggles to fit into that social dance. They see them imitate and copy, and that deep desire to be part of that social circle. But they find themselves repeatedly stumbling, feeling out of sync, and eventually dealing with that social anxiety as they enter their teen years. The truth is, the stronger the desire to fit in, the more profound the social anxiety becomes. And again, while it can be heartbreaking to witness, you have to recognize the importance of respecting their unique journey and not pushing them into a mold that doesn't align with who they are. For many autistic individuals, that pressure to appear neurotypical is overwhelming. The constant need to suppress their autism tendencies and pretend to be someone they're not takes a toll, both mentally and emotionally. Now, on the flip side, there are autistic individuals who refuse to conform to societal expectations and proudly embrace their autism or neurodiversity. They reject the idea of masking and advocate for acceptance and inclusion on their own terms. I'll use an example. Let's just say Abby, who refuses to hide her autism or pretend to be someone she's not. She proudly displays her stimming behaviors and openly shares everything about her special interest. Challenging those stereotypes and advocating for greater understanding and acceptance. As a parent, it's important that you support Abby in her advocacy efforts and celebrate her courage in being true to herself. Help her find ways to educate others about autism and promote acceptance and inclusion with her peers. But here's the good news. Every child, no matter where they fall on the social interest spectrum, has an avenue to connect. As parents, we need to observe, we need to listen, we need to understand our children's unique qualities and preferences and ways of interacting with the world. So, what can we do as parents to support our children in navigating the complexities of social interaction? Well, It starts with understanding and acceptance. Every child is unique. They all have their own strengths and challenges and preferences. And for us, for their parents, it's important to recognize the signs of masking and build an environment where your child feels accepted without the need to hide who they are. It's up to us to create an environment where our children and adults feel accepted for who they are without the need to constantly conform. Validate their feelings and let them know that it's okay to be different. Be an example to them by embracing their unique perspective and advocating for their needs so they will one day be able to do it just like you. As parents, it's our job to listen, to meet our children where they're at, both socially and emotionally. Create a safe and accepting environment where they can be themselves. Now, if your child falls on the side of lower social interest, maybe they're comfortable with themselves, ultimately avoiding that emotional toll and social anxiety of not fitting in. And for you, for me, the key is to respect our child's preferences, resisting that urge to force unnecessary and often uncomfortable socialization. And I'm sure many of you know about The Night to Shine, and many of your children may have even participated. Well, guess what? This mama right here had to sit in her sadness because as much as I want Jordan so badly to want to participate, he never has. He wasn't sad. I was sad. And that was okay. I've done so much work on my own emotional well-being along this journey that I've learned to accept that. Yes, sometimes I'm going to be sad and I'm going to be disappointed. I often want things for him that he doesn't desire. And that, my friends, that is normal. And guess what? I sat with my sad, and thankfully I had my amazing village of women who were right there with me, lifting me up and loving me through it. Building a strong connection with our children means understanding what they fear, what they're attracted to, and what makes them feel safe. It also might require initiating an interaction, but not pressuring or demanding participation. It involves understanding their interests and preferences, creating a safe space for interaction, and gradually stretching their skill set, which that's exactly what I'm doing in our Not Your Average Autism Mom movement. I'm working with Jordan on doing Q&As, live Q&As. Is it easy for him? Nope, it's not. And I'm not forcing him to do it. I'm asking him. I'm stretching him gradually. Start small and build on successes to avoid overwhelming them. Respect your child's preferences. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Navigating the social world with our kids requires patience and understanding, and a commitment to embracing who they are and their uniqueness. As always, thank you for joining me today. I want you to know that I always appreciate when you spend time with me. And I hope this episode has been helpful. And please, if you haven't left a review yet, please do. That's how we reach and help more families just like ours. Trust me, your review matters. Your children are unique individuals with their own amazing individual qualities. And it's your role as their parent to embrace and celebrate those differences. Until next week, make it a great week ahead. And remember, above all, you, mama, are doing amazing at this mom thing. Hey, so if you're loving what you're learning on the podcast, I want to ask you to take a minute and write a review. That's how we reach more moms just like us. And that is how you can pay it forward to help another mom who might be struggling right now. I also want to invite you to check out our Not Your Average Autism Mom membership. That's where we dive deeper into all the topics we discuss on the podcast and where you can get individual help and learn coaching tools that will make your life better every day. When you become Not Your Average Autism Mom, you take on an identity with an incredible community of women across the globe, all raising autistic children, who all show up to show the world they are not your average autism mom. It's my favorite place to be, so head on over to the website, www.notyouraverageautismmom.com, to find out all the details. And listen, if we're not open for new members right now, make sure you join the wait list so you're the first to know when we open. We hope you do. We would love to work with you inside.